Allahi wa barakatuh. And congratulations on the birthday of Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma alayha salam, the daughter of al-Imam Musa al-Kadhim and the sister of al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Congratulations for on the 4th of July. Soon, in about 10 minutes, you're going to hear the noises, the celebration. And we're going to have the celebration of the birthday of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam on Saturday, July 13th. Saturday, July 13th, inshallah. We're going to have a big celebration, and we have a guest who is a Christian pastor from Portland, Oregon, who has a church. And this man, he walked from Najaf to Karbala on the occasion of the Arba'een of Imam Hussein. He went walking from Najaf to Karbala to observe the ziyarah, and he's going to share his feelings and his experience with us on July 13th, Saturday, inshallah, the celebration of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. So tonight we will go through Surah Al-Ra'd, verses 23 and 24, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى دار. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the previous nights, the Holy Quran discusses the characters, sifat, characters of the people of intellect, people who possess intellect, ulul albab, several characters if you remember in the previous nights. And now he speaks about their reward, the gift that they're going to receive. Every act, my friends, in this life, every step you take, it has a result. Every step. If the step is positive, then there is reward. There is a promotion, there is a gift, there is appreciation. If the step is negative and we don't get to go back to God, we don't get to go back to Him and seek forgiveness and repent, then the result is negative. The most powerful verse in the Quran, guess where is the most powerful verse? I'll give you a tip to know what is the most powerful. The name of that chapter happened today at 10:35 a.m., 6.4. Surah Al-Zilzala. إِذَا زِلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Now this zilzala, this earthquake is nothing. You know, some people were smiling, laughing. You know, there were some minor damages here and there. But that one, the grand one, the big one, the real big one, everything is going to collapse. No survivals. No survivals. Huge damage. إِذَا زِلْزِلَتْ. God says this zilzala will take place. And after this zilzala, what will happen? We will get out of our graves. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What is happening? This is a magnitude of not... Nobody was thinking of this magnitude. What is happening? Now today, it lasted a few seconds. You know, by the time I was running from my room and telling the family to come down, it was, you know, over. But on that day, it would not stop. It will continue. Continue. There is no stoppage for it. وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. And then here is the most important part. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. Any act that you have done, any person, all people, whether this act is big or very small, very minimal. Minimal, God gives an example. He says, the size of that act, the weight of that act is minimal. It cannot be seen. Dharra, the size of an atom, which cannot be seen. An atom is a microscopic entity. We don't see the atoms with our eyes, with our naked eyes. God says even that one shall be taken into account, whether you do good or bad. So don't say this sin is small. Nobody is watching. Nobody is counting. Nobody knows. God says every act. If it is good, you get the reward. If it is evil and you did not get to repent before your death, then you'll see the result of it too. So, this is the day of judgment. Here God says their reward, when he speaks about the people who possess intellect, ulul albab, he speaks about their characters, and here he says, jannatu adnin, garden of Edens, yadkhulunaha, they are going to admit it into it, enter it. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Many people ask, do we have family reunion after death? We have family reunion in this life. On several occasions, Thanksgiving, Christmas, July 4th, the family gets together. They have barbecue, they eat, they converse, they enjoy their time, quality family time. Family reunion. Do we have it there too? A father dies this year, the mother dies 10 years later, the son dies 40 years later. Are they going to see each other and meet each other? Do we have family reunion in the Akhirah? There, when we go, are we going to see each other again? Are we going to live with each other again? This is the answer. God says the righteous among their fathers, their spouses and their children are going to meet and have family reunion there too. So their relationship is not going to end here. The righteous ones are going to continue their relationships there too. وَمَنْ صَلُحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. They're going to get together, have a get together, family together, family reunion together. Their parents are going to be with the children and the spouses too. So you have your parents with you. You have your wife. Congratulations. She's going to be with you too. So no escape. And you have your children too. All those people are going to be together, inshallah, in one compound, one house. Of course, there,
You are not forced to live with someone that you don't like. It's not like here. Here, sometimes people are stuck with one person. Someone is stuck with his son. Someone is stuck, a lady is stuck with her husband, 40 years, 50 years. There, they have the choice. But God says, for the righteous ones, they will see each other and live together. And guess what? We believe that not only we live and we see our parents and our children too. We believe that the righteous among the mu'mineen, the believers, are going to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of the Prophet too. They're going to have access to the Prophet. They see him. Maybe they live in the same neighborhood, in the same place. They're going to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ صَلَحَ. Not the fasid, not وَمَنْ فَسَدَ, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ. Those who are righteous. Unfortunately, those who were not righteous in this life, they failed. They are not going to have family reunion. They are going to be excluded from family reunion, sent somewhere else. They can't join the righteous ones among their families. Why? Because God says in the Quran, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The people of paradise are not equal with the people of hellfire. The people of paradise are the successful ones. فائزون, the successful ones indeed. Now, some people say, husband and wife, they live together in peace, they love each other. All of a sudden, the husband dies, the wife dies. They don't get to enjoy each other. Sometimes a mother loses her son, 15 years old, 20 years old. Many mothers say, I didn't get enough time to see my son. He died very early, very young. I really miss my son. Sometimes two friends, they get along very well. One of them dies, one of them leaves early, maybe 20 years early, maybe 40 years early, earlier than his friend. They don't get a chance to see each other. God says, the real reunion is there. You're going to see your son. If you really miss your son and you do good, you're going to see your son. The story of Jesus. Sometimes the children are not doing good, but the parents have to offset that. The children, they don't do good, they die. The parents, if they really love their children and they want to see them there, they have to do double good on behalf of their children. Sometimes the fathers do not do good enough. The children come and they have to do double goodness to reach out to their parents there in that life. Jesus, peace be upon him, مر عيسى على قبر يعذب صاحبه فيه. Passed by a grave, he heard screaming coming out of that grave. He said, Ilahi, what's happening? Someone is screaming loud. Allah says, هذا ميت يعذب في قبره. A man who's a sinner. He did bad things. He's being punished now. So he left. Jesus was sad for that person in the grave being punished. Of course he would be sad. So he came back next year. He passed by the same grave. It was silent. Isa said, Ilahi, last year this man was screaming. He was being punished. This year he's silent. What happened to him? أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ يَا رُوحَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَأَصْلَحَ طَرِيقًا وَآوَى يَتِيمًا فَغَفَرْنَا لِلْأَبِي بِسَبَبِ عَمَلِ وَلَدِهِ فَغَفَرْنَا لِلْأَبِي بِسَبَبِ عَمَلِ وَلَدِهِ. O Isa, this man who was being punished, he was guilty and he deserved to be punished for so many years. But he had a son. This son was righteous. this son decided to reach out to his father. So he paved the way in his village. The son started paving a way for people in the village so people can walk peacefully without incident. And he sheltered an orphan in his house. We decided to forgive the father because of the good deeds of the son. We decided to forgive the father because of the good deed of the son. Those of you who have fathers and mothers who passed away, you can reach out to them. You can help them out with your good deeds. The good deeds that you do transcends you to your parents too. Your parents can benefit from your good deed as a son, as a daughter. So Allah says, they will have family reunion. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. And then, above all this family reunion, the satisfaction of seeing your family with you, there is a bigger gift. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. Angels are going to greet them and enter from every gate. We've been told that paradise has how many gates? Jannah, paradise. Huh? No, this is the opposite. Hellfire, laha sab'atu abwab. God says in the book, the hellfire has 7 gates. But how many gates the paradise has? Is God's mercy bigger or his punishment bigger? Huh? Which one is bigger? His mercy or his punishment? His mercy. So the paradise has to have more gates. How many? 8. Paradise has 8. Hellfire has 7. Paradise has more. And this tells you that more people are going to go to paradise than hellfire, inshallah. Through God's forgiveness, through God's love, and compassion and mercy. God is very merciful. He doesn't want to punish us. He doesn't like to punish anyone. So, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. We have been told that every gate has a name. One gate is بَابُ الصَّابِرِينَ. Only those who were patient in this life. Those who were patient. Sometimes you are patient with ailment, with sickness. Someone gets sick, he screams, the whole neighborhood knows that he's, you know, the whole community. He has a little bit of fever. Another person gets really sick and he has pain, nobody knows. Even his wife doesn't know. Even his children at home doesn't know. He's quiet, he has patience. Patience over sickness. Someone hungry starts screaming, I'm hungry, where is the food? Another person gets hungry, he doesn't say anything. Nobody knows that this guy hasn't eaten anything today. He doesn't say, he has patience. Sometimes someone doesn't have money, doesn't have shelter, he starts screaming. There is another person who doesn't have money, but he's patient. Sometimes someone has someone bothering him, his spouse, her husband bothering her, his wife bothering him. They complain. They scream, they yell, they go to court, they call the attorney, they tell the people in the community. Everyone knows in the community that those guys, they have a problem at home. Another person, his wife or her husband, bothers her, he abuses her, but she's silent. She has patience. Different type of patience. God says there is a special gate in paradise that welcomes and receives and admits only the sabirin, those who are patient in this life. There is another gate in paradise, babul mujahideen, those who really struggled in this life, those who really didn't have easy life. They were struggling to make ends meet, struggling to protect their families, struggling with their livelihood, struggling with sickness, with ailment, struggling with loneliness, anxiety. They were struggling in this life. struggling to defend their communities, their societies, Bab al-Mujahideen. They enter from that gate. So in paradise, there is gate for every virtuous group. They use that gate. So paradise has 8 gates, hellfire has 7. Allah says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. All these 8 gates, they have angels who regularly come to paradise, they enter into paradise. What do they say? Number 24, ayah 24. Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. Very powerful. Nothing better than peace. Why do we say salamun alaykum? Why our greetings, we the Muslims, is salam? Because nothing is bigger than salam. Salam encompasses everything. Salam encompasses stability, security, happiness, progress, inspiration, patience. All these meanings, they come under the umbrella of salam. When you say salam, peace. Peace encompasses everything in life. Hope, even hope, is included in salam. So nothing bigger than this term, than this word. This is why the angels are going to say this, Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum. Bima sabartum. Look at this. They have done many good things. People who go to paradise, they've done many good things. But the angels are going to choose specific act only. Among all these good acts, they choose the prime one. What is it? Bima sabartum. Because they were patient. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الصبر من الإيمان بمنزلة الرأس من الجسد ولا إيمان لمن لا صبر له كمن لا حياة لمن لا رأس له. He gives a parable example. He says the similitude of patience to religion is like the head to the rest of the body. Can you find a body that can survive and function without the head? We've seen bodies that they function without arms, without limbs, but not without the head. The head has the brain, and without the brain we cannot function, we are dead. The Prophet says this is the work of the patience. Patience to religion is like head to the body. The body cannot survive without the head. Religion cannot survive without patience. Religion cannot be safe, cannot survive if you don't have patience. Religion does not survive in the prayers. Why did we do Maghrib and Isha? To be more patient. To be more tolerant. To have more forbearance. To take more. To grow our capacity. We have to grow our capacity. God sometimes tests us. The test sometimes, you have a bad son. What do you do with this son? You disown the son immediately when he does something, you tell him, go to hell? No. You have to have patience. You have a bad spouse, bad partner with you, living with you. You go to court immediately and say, I don't need this spouse. You divorce this spouse, but how about the second one? If she's bad or if he's bad too. Do you go to court again? What do you do with the third one? Do you go to court? This is not the solution. Going to the court is not the solution. Go to your own court here, to your conscience, and say, this is a human being. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I have to fix myself. Maybe I have to be more tolerant, more patient. Maybe I have to teach and inspire people. We have to ask ourselves this question. Or when your son, your daughter does something bad, don't just say to him, you are going to hell. Yesterday someone texted me from another state in the East Coast. Yesterday. An urgent message. He said, I have a friend who is 20 years old. He came to me. He said, I'm going to commit suicide. I said, why? He said, because I have committed zina, fornication. And my family, they found out. My family says, you are not my son anymore. My father said, leave the house, go to hell. God is angry with you. You have no way to come back to the family. Because you disgraced me. You disgraced your mother. You disgraced your family. You are not part of our family anymore. So I have nowhere to go. He's only 20 years old. So he's coming to his friend, telling him, I'm going to commit suicide because my family rejected me. So he called me. I said to him, listen, when I received the text, I immediately called him. I didn't answer with another text because it's sensitive, time sensitive. I don't want that guy to go and kill himself. So I called him. I said to him, listen, go to your friend, tell him your family are wrong. If they don't accept you, there is someone who's going to accept you. Go to that, and that one is Allah. He said, the guy is asking for evidence. Do we have evidence? I said, yes, in the Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O Prophet, say to your community, say to them, those who did gross crimes, committed gross violations, أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they did terrible things in their life. Do not give up on God's mercy. Go to God. God will welcome you. If you are sincere, God will accept you. We are not angels. We are human beings. We do foolish things. We do mistakes. We commit sins. But God, the Lord, would accept us. He would not reject us. So he went to him. I said, now go. I know you are working. Go tell him now before he does anything else. Before he hurts himself. He called him. And then he came to me back. He came back to me. He said, Sayyid, he's relieved. This guy is really relieved. As if he was in jail and they freed him. We have to give hope to people. We have to have patience. We have to have understanding. We cannot send people to hellfire because they did something wrong. We can't. We have to teach people how to go to God, how to fix themselves. God is not the God of anger and punishment and revenge. God is the God of mercy and hope and forgiveness. So, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Because you were patient, we are greeting you with peace. And this salam, my friends, is not only powerful and the most beautiful thing in the hereafter, it is also the most beautiful thing in this life, to say salam. When you open your eyes in the morning, say salam to your husband, to your wife, to your son. Say salam to those who are around you. Greet them. Greet people. Salam brings refreshment. Your soul, your mind is going to be refreshed. Salam brings hope. Salam brings blessings. Prophet Muhammad says to his community, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِن فَعَلْتُمُوهُ. Do you want me to teach you something that once you do it, you practice it, you're going to increase in love and affection to each other? He said, Bala ya Rasulullah, teach us. He said, Ifshu salama baynakum, make salam common among you. Always greet each other with salam. Once you greet each other, true greetings. Not some people, they say salam but reluctant. No. Say salam from your heart. You're going to love people. People are going to love you. It will spread love in the community. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Always promote the culture of salam. Teach your children salam, to say to others salam, to answer the salam. Salam has 70 points, 70 credits, 69 for the one who begins and 1 for the one who answers. So do you want to get 69 or 1? Definitely 69. The salami sab'una hasana. The Prophet ﷺ says each word of salam carries 70 points, 69 for the one who initiates the salam, and 1 point for the one who answers.
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. إن شاء الله we will come to Salat al-Jum'ah, inshallah, Friday prayers tomorrow at 1 p.m. and mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th. For the souls of all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, especially Mrs. Mumtaz Daya, إلى روحها وأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات, ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.